During the generations from Adam to Noah, most people gave birth around the age of 100. But we see that Noah didn't have any children until the age of 500. Why? The Medrash tells us that if he would have had children who were Rishayim, then at the time of the Mabul, they would have all been destroyed. But had they been Tzadikim, then Noah would have had to build a lot of tevas. So in order that Noah shouldn't lose all his children or have to build a lot of tevos, Hashem prevented Noah from having children until he was much older. Therefore, his oldest child would not yet be 100 and wouldn't be chayev bidei shemayim, which is, that, at that point, that was the age where a child would be chayev bidei shemayim. But it's a little bit perplexing, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, because you'd think to save your children, it's not such a big deal to make many, many more tevos. Hire some workers. You know, you have 120 years, build a lot of tevos, have your children help. But instead of that, Noah has to be childless for 500 years? So he said, this really presents to us a tremendous, tremendous yesod. He says, by the time of Elisha HaNavi, he sent Gehazi to take his stick to be Mechaye the mace of the son of the woman that he promised would have a child. Why did he need to use, he said, go take my staff and be Mechaye the child. What do you need the staff for? Elisha has the power to be Mechaye, to bring a child back to life. What's with the staff? But we see from here that Elisha had invested the staff, an inanimate object, his stick, he put into that the power to be Mechaye Mace. And we see a tremendous concept that you can imbue an inanimate object with supernatural powers to the point where that object is able to bring back people from the dead. It works the other way too, because Gehazi actually was mevatel that koach. He worked it the other way around. He thought it was a joke. He made fun of it. And he said, what, you think this stick can be Mechaye Mace? And because he didn't believe, it didn't work. He was able to cancel out that tremendous koach that Elisha had put into the stick. We see this concept many other places. When the Beis HaMikdash was being built, the story that happened with the gates, the Shari Nicanor, there was this tremendous storm in the sea, and they wanted to throw over the gates because it was too heavy to maybe save themselves. They threw over one gate, but when they wanted to throw over the second gate, Nicanor said, no, if you throw it over, throw me over too. And the storm stopped. And in fact, the other gate that had been thrown into the water sort of swam along next to them all the way back till they got to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a tremendous nace because Nicanor had invested in it the power of his Mesiras Nefesh. He said, you're going to get rid of that other gate? Get rid of me too. This is for the Beis HaMikdash. We can't do this. He invested that power into the gate, and now that gate had that tremendous power of Mesiras Nefesh. Later, they were coating all the doors of the Beis HaMikdash with gold, but they did every single one except for Shari Nicanor. That was a gate set aside that was done, that was involved in Mais HaNisim, and that was considered something very, very special. To see the true effects of the supernatural power that a person can imbue into an inanimate object, let's take a look at Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was sent off at the age of 2 to work for Eli in the Mishkan. And we learned that his mother Chana made for him this me'il, this coat. Years later, when he was brought back from the dead, we see the pasuk talks about the fact that a man came up and he was wearing a me'il. Ish zakin olev hu otem me'il. He was wrapped in this me'il. And we're told that that same me'il that he was sent off to go work on with Eli when he was 2 years old, that same me'il is the same me'il that Shmuel HaNavi grew old in. That same me'il is the one that he grew old in, and he was also brought back from the dead in it. He was the same me'il that he wore from the age of 2 throughout his life. So wait a sec. Why is he still wearing the same coat? He's not age 2 anymore. What is it about this coat that's so special? Now, okay, we see in the Midbar that the Klal Yisrael had all their clothes grew together with them. But that was because there was a need. They didn't have any other clothes. They had no washing machines. The clothes were by nace. They were washed and cleaned, and it grew along with them even as they grew throughout the Midbar. So why did Shmuel need this tremendous nace of this coat that he got when he was 2, growing with him and continuing to stay with him all his life? And the answer the Radak tells us is because all of Chana's tfilos, all of Chana's tears and love and heart went into creating that me'il for Shmuel HaNavi. And she held him in such high esteem, and she had such love and ahava for Shmuel and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she sent him off at the age of two. So when Shmuel put on that coat, this love, this tremendous ahava, this Ahavas Yisrael, this Ahavas Hashem filled him up, and he became a person filled with ahava, and that's why he went to go serve and take care of the people. That tremendous Ahavas Yisrael came from Chana, from the Me'il, passed to him through that Me'il that she made for him. And so therefore this Me'il had to grow with him. This was part of who he was. The same concept can be used for the other way. You can't build a mizbeach using an iron tool. You have to use something that's not an iron tool in order to build a mizbeach, because a mizbeach is intended to lengthen life, and iron shortens life. But if someone picks up a sword and kills another person, you're going to say that it's the sword that killed? No, it's the person. But when a person kills using a sword, that koach of ritzicha, that koach of killing, is implanted in the sword, and therefore we don't use iron to it shortens life in order to build a mizbeach, which is meant to lengthen life. So going back to Noach, the teva was not just a place that they were going to protect themselves from the storm, protect themselves from the mabul, but in fact it would be an instrument to bring about the continuation of the world. We needed this in order to perpetuate humankind, and that teva had to be invested with tremendous koach to save. It's not just building a boat. The mesiras nefesh that had to go into that boat took all of what Noach had to offer, and only Noach himself could have built that boat and put in that tremendous mesiras nefesh, could accomplish what it needed to accomplish, and that took him a full 120 years to build that one teva. Even the fact that was built was really a tremendous nes. And we see that it worked. And in fact, generations later, that one plank of wood from this teva actually saved Klal Yisrael. When? Well, Haman had access to the teva. He was able to access Har Ararat, where the teva was, and that's where he took a 50 amma plank in order to build his house. And later he took apart his house in order to build the gallows, because he specifically wanted a 50 amma plank of wood, which wasn't easy to come by. And in fact, that was the plank of wood, that 50 ammas high plank of wood, on which Haman was later hanged. And that was only possible because Noach put himself in Mesiras Nefesh and put so much into that teva. And so Noach couldn't have built many more like it. And it was a pella that he built one. And that's why he didn't have children who were old enough to be mechayev bidei shamayim. One more point Rav Chaim Shmulevitz brings. He says, if you can take a domain, if you can take an inanimate object and empower that object with so much, kavachomer for a person, for a neshama, how much mysterious nevish you can imbue into a neshama. We see Moshe Rabbeinu was named Moshe, and he had many other names, but he was called Moshe. Why? Because Basi named him Moshe because ki minamayim meshisuhu. It's a praise for Basia. The koach of her mesiras nefesh was in fact put into Moshe Rabbeinu, to the point where Moshe had this mesiras nefesh and now became the person who could be the goal for Klal Yisrael. That concept of it's not about me, mesiras nefesh for other people came from Basia, was put into Moshe Rabbeinu and allowed him to be the goal of all of Yisrael. Think about your grandmother's tehillim. Think about your own tehillim. Think about something that you can put your own kohos into, and it's really a tremendous yod that we can all take. Have a good Shabbos.